Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chairman, and of course, congratulations on your appointment to chair our meeting today. You have a difficult task, that's evident. We're grateful to the delegations who've presented papers. It's always good, at least for me at least, to have a exchange of views on these complicated and challenging issues in which there's apparently no agreement or indeed any prospect of agreement. I just wanted to make really one broad observation. The British writer L.P. Hartley once wrote, "The past is a foreign country, they do things differently there." And if we look back to summer of 2001, and I think looking around the room, there's probably only one or two of us, and I'm one of them who was actually there, that distance has lent perhaps a rosy view of what was on the table. That the text was a, apart from one delegation who made their views known at that time and have since repeated them, that the text was not acceptable, the concept was not acceptable, that apart from that, everything was fine. That is not true. There were many contentious issues that delegations had indicated at that time. There were profound disagreements over that text on the scope of declarations and the formats for declarations. There were differing views on visits, fundamental differences on whether we should have them or not. Not just the content of those that were on the desk. There were differences of views on investigations, both the three types that were in the protocol text, as well as the detailed procedures that were in the annexes. There were profound disagreements on the text on export controls and on assistance. We had disagreement on definitions. There were contentious views on threshold quantities and on Executive Council composition. So it's looking back, it's not clear that that text would have commanded consensus. So I think we need to remember that very clearly. The second point I want to make in this regard, that science and technology has advanced considerably since the days of Varix. If we were designing a protocol today, things might well be rather different, different considerations. So it's by no means a given that this would be an easy, simple or quick task. Now, the UK view has always been that we believe that we supported a verification protocol. Our interpretation of verification is different from many in this room. But we accept the reality that we have before us today, and we should be concentrating on things that can be achieved. And there are many things under this heading on institutional strengthening that would be useful. Thank you.